The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Ballers! Welcome back to another episode and another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, Devin Ellington. All right, DALE007 on Twitter. Hey, you can find me on Twitter, but over at hoop-ball.com also. Sorry, I've got the tunes going this morning. I'm jamming. Thursday morning. Thursday's my favorite day of the week. Hey, just to start it off, I'm listening to Sadness by Enigma. Some of y'all might recognize this song because it used to be on those Walmart push button CD displays with the red buttons, you know? I don't know if this is jogging anyone's memories, but they used to be on the aisles or the end caps of Walmart and department stores, and it was like different melodies and stuff and CD previews. Well, anyway, that's how we're starting today. Today's going to be a little rapid just because it's Tally Site Thursday, sitting second in baseball rankings for the week. So I'm going to lightning through those. I'm going to get some good, quick, deep scrubs. Please do not forget about the 5-star reviews and everything else that I harp on usually throughout the show and on Twitter. We've got some quick baseball this morning, starting in about an hour. Was hoping to get this out quicker, but daggone technology. You know, was on the phone with customer support bright and early this morning, hoping to get the stuff upgraded before the show. Anyway, who have you? I'm just complaining now. But here we go. We've got some games to start with. Like I said, it's Thursday. It's one of the best days. It's my favorite day. Okay. Toronto, Atlanta, Ross Stripling in a 6.61 ERA versus Charlie Morton, his 4.98 ERA. I'm looking at over 8.5. I know it's bright and early and all that, and these teams could be, unmotivated. The fact of the matter is that, sure, Ross Stripling's really terrible. Charlie Morton's the better pitcher. But look at some of the successes that, as a team, Toronto has had against this specific Braves arm. Now, I know it was mostly when he was in a different situation. You know, he was in, with the Rays, so some divisional looks. But now these are divisional looks. So technically in this microcosm of a game. Atlanta, the heavy favorite. You know, I don't disagree with that. I'm not betting on it. But where I'm looking to play some stuff today, DFS, this is a great spot to grab a stack. And like Bo Bichette, Marcus Semien, Teoscar Hernandez, Kevin Biggio in a four-man stack on that front. And then we'll talk about some others later because I've been putting together some crafty little lineups. I'm not a DFS professional, but like I usually don't win, but I do put together some good lineups from time to time. And it helps. It's like a segue into handicapping, you know, it's like a tributary. Like I said, we're going to be brief and lightning like Toronto and Atlanta. I just expect lots of offense from these guys. That's just how I see it. Lots of early runs. I could see Stripling not making it to the fourth. You know, we're highlighting Stripling a lot, but Charlie Morton, you know, he equally so could implode very easily. We could have combined implosion. That'd be sweet. Yeah, so over 8.5 is where it's at for me. Toronto plus 143 on the money line, minus 165 for Atlanta. Like I said, absolutely no interest for me in that regard. Well, I said the tunes were humming earlier at the beginning of the show. I don't know if you still hear them or not. I turned it down a click, but we got New Flesh by Current Joys playing. Really been enjoying bands like this. Shoegazy, bedroom pop, whatever you want to call it. Like beach rock, surf rock. Everything's called something these days. Philly, Washington, Zach Eflin, Patrick Corbin. Corbin, my oh my. Let's just look at some WOBA results for these two pitchers. Juan Soto and 18 at-bats, 9 hits, so he's hitting 50%. 5 walks, 6 RBIs, 5 runs, 4 strikeouts. The only one on the Nationals lineup with a stolen base against Zach Eflin is Juan Soto. Trey Turner, equally as good, with 7 strikeouts, though. 1 walk, 5 RBIs, 5 runs, 2 dingers. Man. Philly's offense today, I'm in love with it. I'm in love with the over 8. I'm in love with the Philly's offense. Zach Eflin's been pitching really well. Over 4 for Philly. You can get it minus 120. I'm just simultaneously locking this in, too, as we go. So today's show's a little, you know, I wouldn't say weird, but it's like we're talking. I don't know what we're talking. What are we talking? I'm just multitasking. You know, everything crunched together today. Wasn't planning on it, but you know, it's just kind of the way the day approached, and sometimes you just go with it. So, Jeff Nelson, umpire in this game, 4-2, the home money line record is, under has a 2-4 record. So 4-2, winning record for overs in games that Jeff Nelson umpires. And, so I expect an over tonight. I expect the road team to get a victory. Philadelphia, the Phillies. And you know what? I'm just asking for heartbreak and asking to lose here. But I keep telling myself to stay out of these Washington games. But Juan Soto's back. There's a little more regularity. We have Patrick Corbin on there. We know what he is right now. He's very bad. Zach Eflin, significantly better pitcher right now. And if we look here, I was going to talk through some WOBA stuff. Josh Bell has an 800 wOBA. Young Gum 645, 583 for Juan Soto, 437 for Trey Turner. And Trey Turner, Juan Soto, like I said, have the heaviest, highest volume of at-bats. Actually, Starlin Castro does. He has 23, but he only has four hits, batting 174, the 172 wOBA, and 0.043 ISO. Speaking of ISO, Yan Gomes, 500, 278 to Soto, 333, half of the devil to Trey Turner, 375, Kyle Schwaba. Get some Schwaba. Schwaba and pita. God, I love Mediterranean food, though. Patrick Corbin, he's got a lot of sample size from these Phillies against him. Bryce Harper, JT Realmuto, McCutcheon, all towards the bottom of productivity. So I think it's going to be guys like Odubel Herrera, Brad Miller, Reese Hoskins. Reese Hoskins is a stud against Patrick Corbin. 493 wOBA, 353 ISO. Let's move on. You get the drift. Clear 62-degree day. Over 8.5. You know, and I suck at picking Phillies games. I'll pull up my tally site stuff right now for Phillies. Stuff, but you know, it's not impressive. I'm pulling it up on tally site, so give me a moment here, please. Stop yelling at me.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh my goodness. On tally site, I'm 3-11, which is 21% on the money line plays featuring Philadelphia, 3-4 on spread plays, 7-6-1 on over unders though. So 54% on those. And then as far as Washington, I'm pretty bad with Washington all around. Ooh. Moneyline, 2-6, 25%. 2-4, 33% is my spread picks on tally site. 3-7, 30% on over-unders. Woo! Good thing I'm on the Phillies. Yeah, that's bad. Let's get away from that. Okay, so Philly over 4 for their team total. I think that's just a lock. Over 8, and I need to talk quicker so we can get these out. Loading my next game here. Kansas City and Detroit. So I was looking at Turnbull, and he's just a mystery. The Royals have some really, really hot guys right now. I mean, Salvi, Benintendi, Carlos Santana, all very impressive. I'm looking at a sneaky Tigers stack today against Lynch. Goodrum, Willie Castro, Badu, Jaimer Candelario. Robbie Grossman could have two dingers today. Robbie Grossman's just a dude, man. He's having a great year. Yeah, he's a dude, man. So as far, let's talk about some barrel percentages. Jorge Soler, Ryan O'Hearn, Hunter Dozier, small little minor exposure stack, probably less than 10% owned would be my guess. I'm going to go with these guys. I'm not going with the big names of the Royals. You know, Andrew Benintendi's been doing great, but what he's been doing great at has been getting on base. His barrel percentage is 6.2%, so he's not really hitting anything through the roof. And then if you look at the Tigers side, they got some guys balanced right now. Four players over 10% on barrel percentage. Akil Baddoo, the highest at 15.6, which is game high. Nico Goodrum, 11.1. Jacoby Jones, 11.1. Jacoby Jones against lefties, you might as well just put him in. And I need to make – so I'm going to go for a trifecta in this game because I'm way behind on the Kansas City plays. And I apologize. I've just not been holding myself to standard. And that being said to y'all and your standard for my making plays. So this is where I'm looking. I believe everyone's going to have success today. The key hinge being Turnbull. He had a sub-1 whip for his two starts in his last two starts. But I expect his XFIB and XERA to catch up to him a little bit. His XFIB, you know, he ranks really high in just about everything else. Left on base percentage, 70.5%. Pretty good. Ground ball percent, even 50. Home runs to fly balls, 4.5%. ERA 3.97, 5.48 expected ERA. His XFIBs at 4.53. FIB baseline just under 3.5. So I think that today, you know, and we got some key successes from the Royals against him specifically. Hunter Dozier, though, 0-for-12 against Spencer Turnbull. His day is today. Hunter Dozier to get his first hit against Spencer Turnbull. Today, Hunter Dozier, come on, buddy, you can do it. So over 9, yes. Like I said, key hinge being Spencer Turnbull. I don't like Lynch on the mound for the Royals, and the Royals are absolutely crapping down their leg right now as a team. But you know what? I got to go with them as an underdog. I have got to do that. And then let's load up here. Let's just go for a 4-banger in this game. We're going to go over 4.5 for the Royals team total, over 4.5 for the Tigers team total. We got a Kansas City 4-bag. Sounds like a dirty stuff thing. That's dirty. That game starts at noon 10, Central Standard. 12:40, St. Louis, Milwaukee, Jack Flaherty against Corbin Burnes. Expect lots of strikeouts, expect not a lot of runs, and that is how we can be brief with this one. Flaherty's going to be in just about all my DFS lineups. Corbin Burnes, he's going to be coming back from 10-day IL. So look for some pitcher dominance in this game. Minnesota, Chicago, the White Sox, the Southsiders, Michael Pineda, Lance Lynn. Low-key, going to be a nice pitching matchup here, but I think, you know, about fourth, fifth inning, you're going to start to see this Chicago offense, which, by the way, all of a sudden they're into 20 wins. They swept the Royals. They've got two up on the Twins right now. That's 5 in a row for these guys at least. Last 10, the White Sox are 7-3. Twins 3-7. 12-22 on the year the Twins are. you know, Blake and I called it in the preview article, and just look at the regression that we've seen from the aged hitting, the aged pitching, you know, it was going to catch up eventually. White Sox 11-6 at home. 9-24 the Twins are against the spread. That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad. Might look at a run line play here on the White Sox because they are so dominant offensively currently. Over-unders, yeah, I was about to say. The last 10 for both teams combined, 14-6 to the over. Lots of overs. On the road, the Twins give up a lot of runs. So I'm going to look at maybe doing – let me find some team stats real quick. I just want to see what they're averaging over the last three. I know this has been a high-scoring series the last two, so we're going to look at one game from the Kansas City series for the White Sox. White Sox, number one offense in the league, 5.47 runs a game. Last three, they're averaging 10.3 runs. Holy shit. Bleep. I mean, they scored 13 last game, but damn. At home, they score 5.29. On the road, they score 5.65 runs. Minnesota's still top 10. They scored 8 runs last game. Last three, they're at 4.67. And actually, Minnesota on the road, they score more runs, 5.24 compared to 4.24. So, you know, great, great pitching matchup here. But ultimately, I think what's going to happen is we're going to see the White Sox offense bust open. So I'm going to look at placing two units on the White Let's see. It's minus 140. We'll go 2.45 units to win 1.75. So that way we can clear 4 on the return. Chicago minus 140. The White Sox. The Stockings. Blanco Stockings. Zapatos is shoes. In Spanish, what's sock in Spanish? ¿Cómo se dice? We're getting weird with it today, y'all. I'm trying to remember. Calcetín. Yeah. Blancos, calcetines. That's what I was trying to say. Okay, we're into the evening games. Still waiting on a lot of lineups on these. There's a lot of games tonight that are going to be really great. This is a good slate of baseball. Yesterday's shitty. Today's good. San Fran and Pittsburgh. Desclafani. Anthony Disco. Will Crow. Disco and the Crow. Sounds like a band name. Disco and the Crow. Yeah, I'm into it. I'm going to go another heavy favorite. San Francisco's playing so phenomenally well. I'm going to be brief here. Disclafani, pitching great. Kind of revitalized his career a bit. He had some rough years in Cincinnati. I mean, that's what happens when you give up, you know, a home run or two every time you start at home. So let's go 1.55 units to win one unit on the Giants. They're, you know, heavy favorites for a reason. Pittsburgh down, you know, just about everyone. The offense output, not there. Giants among the league's best, you know, top five in just about every measure. In batting ratio, opponent batting ratios. So, I mean, San Francisco is just the play here. I want to make sure there's no major injuries before I mean, it's too late now, but too late, bud. I mean, Brandon Belt's questionable, but Mike Tauchman, gosh, I love that guy. He's he was crowded and clogged behind some good talent in New York, but getting traded over to San Fran, look what he's doing. They've had him in the leadoff spot a lot. He'll probably be there tonight. He's hitting well against righties. 286 with a 685 OPS. And then Buster Posey's just freaking doing his thing. Now, one thing I want to look at here, and we'll be, you know, brief. I want to check Desclafani's peripherals out. I know they're probably pretty bad. Is BABIP 318. Still allows a lot of fly balls. Is he already? They're expecting 7.22 ERA for Desclafani tonight. That's just crazy. I don't see that. So I got the sniffles. Allergies are crazy right now. Change of the season. Got cottonwood and pollen flying around. Can't see. Pollen. It's a funny video. If anyone knows what I'm talking about. Let's get out of this hick-ass town. All right, so I want to check Desclafani's home and road splits real quick, and then we can move on. I'm just curious. No opinion on the total. It's, just I think it's 7.5. The offense, San Fran has a good offense. They know it. They don't need to flex. They don't really play that way. They win on defense and pitching. And sorry, I'm getting Desclafani stuff pulled up. Pittsburgh's offense, like I said at the top, is just so bad. So bad. All righty. So away. He's got 4 starts. His ERA is 2 runs higher on the road. He still doesn't have a road win. He's pitched 1 more inning, allowed 3 more hits, 5 more runs. He's allowed 8 runs on the road and 8 earned. Oh, there's that home run bug. He gives up home runs on the road. But here's the thing. We'll look at Pittsburgh's offense as a team. They're probably bottom of the league in home runs per game, if I'm guessing. Yep, they are. 0.67 home runs per game. And they hit way less of them at home. 0.47 home runs per game at home for the Pirates. Their away is 0.81. So they're terrible at home, Pittsburgh. I mean, they're terrible in general, but at home. And Colin Moran's still out of this lineup. They did get Polanco back, though. But nonetheless, I mean, Desclafani, I mean, he's going to get a road win at some point. And as long as he doesn't do too terribly stupid things and leave a bunch over the plate, he should be fine. All righty, moving on. Athletics, Red Sox. Man, allergies hit me with the big switch. Sean Manaea and Garrett Richards. A's as an underdog entices me. And I'm into it. I think I got to play that. Lou Reed, perfect day playing right now, just so you know. I want to develop an opinion on the total. But Sean Manaea has been decent. I mean, he's been pitching really well as of late. Only 1.33 walks per 9. BABIP's pretty middling. 50-50 ground balls, fly balls. His peripherals are lower than his baseline. I mean, I think you got to back Oakland for sure. They're the short favorite at minus 105. You know, I got to make a lot of Boston plays also. They're definitely giving up position to the Yankees lately with their play. Garrett Richards on the mound, pretty capable pitcher. It scares me to try to back the under in this, but I think that's the play to make. Just because Sean Manaea can be so dominant. But, I mean, both teams have a few guys that are just raking. High barrel percentages. Pop-up percentages. Pretty middling. Gosh, darn it. I wish I had more opinion on this game. I'm going to stick with the one with Oakland just because we're a little pressed for time. If anything, I can put more out later, like some prop plays or something. If you have any interest in it, let me know. New York, Tampa Bay. I don't want to talk about this one. This series does not interest me. So let's just pass. Texas and Houston, Fultonevich, Christian Javier. You know, I think that the other than the successes that the Astros have been having and the successes that they have had against this pitcher specifically, got some Marcy's Playground playing now. And no, it ain't Sex and Candy. Yeah, so Aledmys Diaz, 4 plate appearances, 3 hits, a double, 2 runs, 2 RBIs, 1 walk. That's our biggest take from that. And Folty, he's actually been pitching well. If we look at his Baseball Savant page and then look at some splits. So, game log speaking. Oh, man, actually. He's bottom 18 percentile of barrel percentage, bottom 12% of whiff rate. His fastball spin, it doesn't move. Fastball. So what is going, like, he's got to be getting severely lucky in regards to just, because he's only got a 1.25. So he's not walking a lot of, he's got 40 innings pitched, 36 strikeouts on the year. Let's see. He had 2 walks in May, or he has 2 walks in May. He had 7 in all of April, 3 coming in his first 2 starts, and then 1, then 0-0. So his last 5 starts have been 1 walk, 0-0, 1 walk. So that explains the low whip. But if we look, so lefties are very much so more productive against him. 5.74 ERA against lefties. Whips almost 2. Almost all his walks are to lefties. Yep. Yeah. And his away games still got a 0-0 record. He's only done one. He's only started one away game. Went six innings. Faced 24 batters, seven hits, three runs, three earned, three home runs. So he gave up three solo shots. Holy hell. And then six strikeouts. So it seems like he's putting a lot of stuff over the plate. And if we look at BABIP, we'll do batting average of balls in play. .167. Yeah, I knew it was going to be low. Holy crap. But you look at his expected ERA and his xFIP and his FIP, they're through the roof. It's just not coming through as of yet. I think it could tonight. There's some specific successes that I think could be had from the Houston bats. He's just a weird anomaly right now, Folti is. He has walk percentage, 80th percentile, top 80th. His fastball velocity is top 70th percentile. But everything else, he doesn't. Expected WOBA's bottom 30th percentile. Expected slugging's way down there. I mean, it's just nothing's coming through as of yet. So he's thrown his four-seam fastball the most with that up velocity, obviously. He's throwing it for strikes, yeah. I mean, he is throwing. Yeah. Curveball, non-existent. He has a slider and a sinker. Anyways, that's a lot about Mike Foltynewicz. Over 8.5, I think, is the way to go. Because I think that the Houston offense is that capable. And then what I might look to do for insurance, once a team total gets set, it'll probably be 4.5, 5. I'm still going to look to take that. But over 8.5 for Texas and Houston. Want to talk about Cincinnati, Colorado. 11's the number. Luis Castillo's one pitcher. Chichi Gonzalez is the other. Over 11 with Cincinnati and Colorado. I think you just got to go ahead and say, yeah, take that. Colorado gets involved in a lot of unders, though, because their offense is terrible. They still have a losing record to the under for the under. You know, their over-under record's 8-10-1 at home. But Cincinnati, 10-6-1. Cincinnati, 21-11-1 in general on over-unders this season. That's crazy. All right, so let's go ahead and just take our dart. We're going to throw it, and it's going to land on the over. Ignore that phone call. Ignore it. Over 11, it's a big number. It's a huge number. It started at 10, but, you know, 9-8, something like that. I mean, Luis Castillo has given up a lot of runs himself. Going to be real quick on these last two. Hoop ballers. Let's talk about your balls. Yep, your balls and the area around them. Let's talk about manscaped.com. Go there and use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use the promo code and go check out all the tools they have of trimming the hedges and taking care of your lawn, like the Lawnmower 3.0 with a built-in LED light to help you get into those dark thigh crevices on the inner parts. Also, the Gooch. It is hard to get to the Gooch if you can't see it. So use the LED light with the anti-tugless technology on the razor. Full, long battery life. Then check out the Weed Whacker. Bring that out of the shed. Use it on your shrubs. Cut down what you need, down to bare minimum if you need to. It's got a nice anti-tugless technology just like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's also got a lithium battery. And best news of all, these things are waterproof. So that way you can do it in the shower and take care of business in the cleanest way possible. Hoopball 20 is the promo code that's going to get you free shipping as well as 20% off. I recommend using it. I recommend getting the complete care kit with your free shipping and your 20% off. Spend a little extra, get a lot more. There's a good care kit there for us gentlemen, face scrub, shampoo, ball treatment, and the area that surrounds our balls. I believe there's even a pair of underwear in there for our balls. So yeah, that's going to conclude the talk about our balls. Now let's talk about bets. MyBookie.ag is where all the hoop ballers take care of their winnings and where we place all of our wagers that we post in our article in the Wager Pass, as well as our free plays and our Discord chats. Yes, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you. Hell, specifically type in my name. I want them to know. But most importantly, you got to let them know what podcast that is. And it is Today in Sports Betting. You let them know that we sent you. And then we, as a family, get to grow. And then we get to set you up to reap more benefits. And that is what's important to us because we are here to help you win money. And that is why we recommend MyBookie. Their slogan is bet, win, get paid. And it's quite simply that easy. Use Bitcoin to get going. That's a high recommendation of VM Center at Vince Miracle, our guy. It's a recommendation of me. It's so easy. Dan Bespris, the podfather, Aaron Bruski, the godfather, they get in there, they get going with Bitcoin, they get their money in and out, and it's easy peasy. Hoopball's the promo code. Use that. Let them know that we sent you. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, as a podcast, we have your balls and your bets covered. And without further ado, we have Today in Sports Betting. The last two, the first one being Arizona, Miami. Hey, look, just call it as it is. Trevor Rogers is really good. He's a lefty. I mean, the Diamondbacks do hit lefties good, but there's been a lot of movement from Miami's money line, and this is going to be a good game. You know, like, this is one that I'll enjoy watching as a baseball fan. Cleveland, Seattle, Zach Plesac, and it's the debut of Mr. Gilbert. That's right. Top pitching prospect for the Mariners, Logan Gilbert, the righty. Hey, this is simply just one to watch. Like, that's why it's on this list for me. I mean, we got a top prospect coming up. This is something to watch. I know it's an anticlimactic way to end the show, but I feel that we got some other good breakdowns in there, some deep takes on, you know, certain pitchers and players and angles and all that good stuff. So if we, look at some of the value in today's card, you know, it's definitely bigger than the, card yesterday. So let's jump in there. Let's get going. Let's get this show to you. Some overlay is going to definitely happen. So as you listen, if you see a live betting angle, don't be scared to send it. Tell me about it too. Remember, five-star reviews can generate cash in your pocket. All you got to do is just tell us some kind words, five-star it, screenshot it, send it to us, let us know. Tell us what we can improve on. That's the biggest thing. Would love to send you all of my good vibes, all of my good energies. I am today, as always. Let's watch some baseball. We got some delicious afternoon baseball into the evening time, and it's going to be a fun slate of games. Make sure to be safe, be kind, and try to do something, I guess, for someone or something, you know? Like, spread some positivity, read a book. I don't know. Whatever people like doing. Again, I'm at DALE007 on Twitter. We're at Hoopball Gaming as a motherboard. Welcome aboard the mothership. Make sure to check out that $9.99 wager pass, all right? All right. Goodbye for now. We'll see you on the next one.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.